The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Rolene Marx, I have missed you. Something bad. Fierce.
Dad, I'm having separation anxiety. I mean, if you actually knew where I was sitting right now, guys, I'm sitting in what I thought was the quietest corner in the organizing office of the WITA EGM in Tel Aviv, because there's no way I'm missing the opportunity to speak to you today.
Yeah, we can hear the tea and cinnamon buns as we speak. Rolene Marx, can we get to some news stories? And by the way, it's Simon's birthday today, and we heard about you singing to him.
Thanks, Rolene.
Yes,
you did. But thank you. It was done with love, and that's the important part.
You'll never be the same. But what can I do? I'm an equal opportunity offender. What can I say?
All right, Rolene, I'm actually just going to let you talk so that you can actually get through the news, because it's not a great line.
Okay, so let's start off with the top story today, and that's the IDF neutralizing three terrorists. And what is scary is the age of these terrorists, 16 years old, who managed to infiltrate through the border with Gaza yesterday afternoon, just a matter of hours since I left the south. And thank goodness we do have a very, very alert army. The intentions of these terrorists were to come into Israel proper and either kidnap or kill soldiers. They were armed, very heavily armed, and they were spotted by the IDF on patrol and neutralized.
Yeah, I just read recently, Rolene, that Israel actually put Hamas on notice that don't try anything over this period where the delegations are arriving in Jerusalem. Doesn't look like they're listening too much, right?
Well, we've had a number of reports in the media, news breaking on Sunday, that members of the Hamas terror organization threatening to carry out some kind of major attack while we are having this extraordinary event taking place in Jerusalem tomorrow. We're going to chat a little bit more about that. But threatening to shoot somebody, to kill somebody, they think that that would put an end to the event, as well as a massive influx of balloons coming from Gaza into southern Israel. And we spoke a little bit about it last week. They seem to have ramped up their balloon terror, their arson terror. And this time what we've seen differently is that terror cells that are sending these arson balloons into Israel are attaching grenades or bombs packed with shrapnel to the bottoms of the balloon for maximum damage on impact. Now, yesterday somebody asked me, where does Hamas, where do these terror organizations get the helium for these balloons? And here we see the horrible paradox of this conflict, because Israel sends in helium so that dentists in the Gaza Strip can treat their patients. However, it has been hijacked by these terror entities and used for more nefarious means. Now, Israel, the IDF, have come up with kind of an iron dome to help deal with these arson balloons. It's a laser. When they are detected, they shoot them down. But just the psychological effect that these balloons are having on children in southern Israel is something quite frightening.
Wow, 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 wow. Rolene, let's talk about this really huge diplomatic event that's happening in Jerusalem now, almost, isn't it?
Well, it's simply extraordinary. Delegations have started to arrive, and this is the biggest diplomatic endeavor that has ever taken place in the history of the modern state of Israel. This is even bigger than the funerals of Shimon Peres or Yitzhak Rabin. We haven't seen delegations and the level of delegates the likes of this. We've got royalty. We have King Philippe of Spain. We have the King of Belgium. We, of course, have Prince Charles, the heir to the British throne. There will be no Mexit because, of course, they've Mexited. We have presidents, prime ministers, senior officials from countries around the world. From the United States, we have Vice President Pence, as well as Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, all jetting in. We will have the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin. He's coming in, and he will be meeting, and this is news that has broken in the last hour or so, with the mother of Naama Izakhar, the Israeli who has been held in the Russian jail for for being arrested for carrying cannabis or marijuana, whatever you want to call it. So it's a mammoth event, and in what is being called Operation Future, the capital has been allocated 10,000 extra policemen to ensure their protection. And driving home from Tel Aviv last night, I was struck by the amount of police outside of Ben Gurion Airport because of the arrival of these delegations. But it's not without its controversy. We will not have Poland present, the President Duda, the President of Poland, because he was denied the opportunity to speak. And because of a diplomatic spat with the Russians, he will not be attending. And now we've heard that the Lithuanian president is possibly pulling out of the event. He says he's following in the example of Poland. And this comes when Lithuania is preparing legislation to be passed in their parliament that will abdicate Lithuania of their responsibility in the Holocaust. This is particularly painful for South Africans because many South Africans trace their roots to Lithuania, and many South Africans lost family members in Lithuania because of the Shoah. But there are massive protests planned for Friday outside the Lithuanian embassy in Tel Aviv, because that's where the president could be if he still comes. And people like Efraim Zuroff, the famed Nazi hunter, who's with the Simon Wiesenthal Center, he will be there, one of the speakers at this protest, protesting this horrendous action. And President Rivlin, our president today, in an op-ed in Yedioth Ahronot, in the English edition, and I've actually posted it on my Facebook page, speaking about the importance of memory and speaking about the importance of fighting anti-Semitism. And just to recap, readers, this is a massive forum that will be remembering and commemorating the 75th year of the liberation of Auschwitz. And we've heard from the director of the Museum of Auschwitz, who has said that he doesn't believe that this event should take place in Jerusalem. It should take place at Auschwitz. There will be ceremonies at Auschwitz. I know Prince Charles's wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, will be there leading the British delegation. But for Israel, this is very much something that we want here in Jerusalem, the eternal capital. We see it as our call to fight anti-Semitism, and also in the state of Israel, the ultimate message that never again will Jews go undefended.
Rolene Marks, thank you very, very much. We leave you to finish your croissants, cinnamon buns and tea. Thank you so much for making time to speak to us today. We have missed you.
Cinnamon buns. Oh, don't threaten cinnamon buns, Kathy. Look what you've created.
I'll catch you. Speak to you tomorrow. Cheers, Ro. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye. That's Rolene Marks. She's our Israel correspondent.